Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, folks, what's up? It's a taste of the lost Zane recordings from my time at WBBL. Oh, boy, that was a rocket ride. Well, you know, rocket ride up and then down and then crash and then, man, try to get back up. And it was all weird. 107.3 WBBL is where we were trying to do our thing. So, yeah, this is like from April 13th, 2016. It's the first segment. If you want the whole show and the shows that follow after, all the way up to the bitter end, you got to join me on Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. My Patreon is loaded with content, man. You got those two Lost Zane recording shows each and every week. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, where you play Dale and Trivia. It's awesome. Great fun. Not to mention the Insane Asylum, my music show that I send up north to northern Michigan. You can get that with no commercials. And then my daily bonus podcast. That's a lot. That's what I do for a living, for God's sake. If it's worth it for you, $5 or $10 a month, that's all I ask. If not, that's okay, too. Then just enjoy this and be on your way. That's fine. Okay, here you go. The Lost Zane Recordings. A taste of the Lost Zane Recordings, I should say, begins now.
I know you like that.
107.3 WBBL. Good morning. The Eric Zane Show. Wednesday morning. We get set up here, fired up. We just did our show pep talk. Another great start. That'll be posted for you on Facebook. The pump up vid. Yeah, it's the big pump up vid. Weather today. Warming up, man. Temps in the 50s. Should be plenty of sun. And that trend continuing throughout the rest of the week. Here we are, day five. As our first week continues, a lot of things to get into on the show today. We've got guests. We've got things to discuss. We've got an event this week. I had some news for Kyle about something that we have going on next week.
That was news.
That was a surprise. It actually happened on the radio.
I think the thing I'm most looking forward to is, it'll be coming up later on this hour. You are asked, very simple, just cut some audio for a high school student athlete.
Yes, the Burger King athlete High School Athlete of the Week.
And you have that responsibility. And what was that, 2 days ago you cut that together?
Yeah, yeah, recorded audio for that. It's, you know, the usual fare of the young high school person excels in their respective sport and excels in the classroom. And Burger King honors them every week.
Yeah, and I only heard a snippet of it yesterday. And, you know, to be fair, you're a touch new to having to cut promos. And
no, I'm not.
Well, that's...
I've done it forever.
Well, like liners into things like this, though?
Well, I know, but it's just reading and speaking into a microphone.
General comprehension.
It's words. It's high. How hard can it be?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's no minimizing what you did to it then.
No. The damage is real.
The struggle
is real.
I can't wait to hear that in full and again later on this hour. That I am excited for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, any time that I can look like a moron is exceptional. So, yeah, that's going to come up, as well as the comparison of Masters champion Danny Willett to the Geico Gecko. It stood out as, hey, that guy sounds a lot like. So we'll check that out.
Yeah, you tweeted about it during Sunday, and then you briefly mentioned it when we got in there on Monday.
And then away we went.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have you know, some guests coming up. Bob Kayser will be in a little bit later on, the big, fat West Michigan interview with Todd Nelson, the coach of the Griffins. And later on, the segment Age Discrimination, which pits Bill Simonson and myself against Kyle and Julius in a trivia contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have questions from our era that we are going to ask you. You have questions from your era that you're going to ask me.
Yeah.
Now, in the evolution of this game, I see it going where a listener will pair up with you and also with us. And I don't know if they're necessarily playing, but we would represent them in the hopes of winning a prize. Right now, the prize, there is no prize. That's the prize. But eventually, we could have a prize.
Yeah. I think it's important to note as well.
Yeah.
Yesterday, leading up to this, you and Bill, very confident, saying how we are at a huge disadvantage because you lived through the era are going to be asking questions.
Both eras. We lived through, you know, we're much older than you. We're combined age of nearly 100 right now.
Yeah. And I had that fear yesterday a little bit until I decided to start formulating my questions. And I think Julius had the same experience because he walked in this morning when we talked about this segment and he looked at you and said, "You don't stand a chance."
Okay. I've heard that before, though, Julius. You seem pretty cocky about the whole thing, frankly.
Once I started writing questions, though, I was like, yeah, they're not going to get this.
Did you, like, dig super deep and you're, like, asking me who the Secretary of State was under Gerald, you know, whatever? Any real heavy question?
No.
Have you heard me in trivia before? I pull stuff out of my ass fine. All the time.
That's fine. We'll see. And it's funny because it all came back to me, and it may have been the same for you, Julius, because when I was formulating the questions, looking through 90s pop culture and early 2000s pop culture and developing questions about that, oh, my goodness. It rolls off of my tongue, but when I think about it, there's no way you're going to know him. No way.
Well, during that era, the 90s, I was pretty fried, so I drank a lot. And I was just getting my life started, so I was pretty fried at the time.
Yeah.
You know, kids, school, all that stuff. That's already my first excuse then. I'm already intimidated by this. So that's coming up after Nelson gets in. I'm guessing we'll do that at about 8:40. There's a big local story that's been bubbling under. They were just covering it on Fox 17, and we talked about it off the air here, and we will get to it later on. A local dude back in February started to take it upon himself. Julius, I'll need your help on this story. Started to take it upon himself to do a homemade catch a predator thing. Local guy. And he would, Julius, he was looking on Craigslist. Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was looking on Craigslist for basically sex offenders. And you lure them into a Taco Bell parking lot.
Okay. So he's doing like Chris Hansen. And you know, now, and those Craigslist ads, they would just be looking for sex, and he would impersonate himself as a 15-year-old.
Yep, 15-year-old.
And just say, yeah, I'm a 15-year-old girl, and yeah, sure, I'll take you up on that. And the guys would be like, okay, great. And then he'd just say, I'll meet you at the Taco Bell parking lot. And then he would have their descriptions. He would shoot video, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. and be able to get faces. And he had all their information and license plate numbers.
Yep.
And then he just said, here you go, cops. And the GRPD had plenty of material to start an investigation. And this story is happening. It was brought up, and was it brought up in February, or is it just coming to light completely right now?
The seven were charged just now.
Right, but all this background investigation, that has never been revealed, I'm guessing, or is it?
There were slight...
Because...
Some stories out there.
I'm guessing that in police work, they wouldn't just say, all right, we got these guys, now we're going to have the investigation, you know? Because it's really... I don't remember this story ever hitting, and if it... And we would definitely have heard, maybe, I don't know, but I'm just hearing about it right now either way because Julie has just filled me in on it. But either way, it doesn't matter because with these seven people being charged and this guy doing homemade to catch a predator, that is incredible.
The easiest, if you think about it, it's the easiest thing humanly possible.
Boy, sex is people just don't think clearly when sex is involved.
You could just write a post that says free drugs.
Right.
And then just watch people roll. I mean, it's the same thing.
Some of the worst decision making that has ever happened in humanity has been centered around sex. So police have charged these seven. And later on the hour, did we word it as your homemade investigations?
That or your ballsiest moment, I thought.
I was...
Homemade investigations.
Investigations is easier to pinpoint.
That's easy.
How did you, and this could involve sex or marriage or whatever, when you think like the other person in your relationship is up to no good and you conducted your own investigation. Plus, I can't wait to get into this story more. Is there things to talk, like audio from the story or anything like that?
Yeah.
There's plenty of audio. Oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I almost want to hit this twice. We'll think about that, but for sure. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be getting into the ins and outs of this thing and asking for your homemade investigations. Maybe somebody was vandalizing your property. It might be involving a woman or something like that. We'll need those calls a little later on. I just cannot wait to pick this story apart. But this guy, I wonder how cops feel about this type of doing it this way, because it's not exactly like a vigilante. It's more like a refined pinpoint thing where the person is just getting information and then just hands it off to the police.
Yeah.
Great is that?
Easy for them, but I'm sure a part of them feels like, oh boy, this really makes us look bad.
I didn't even think of that, but
that could be a running sting for anybody. That constantly rolling post type of thing.
That's a good point.
Change the details. And my gosh, can you imagine the people they'd bring in?
If it's that simple for them to, but then, cops are, I mean, investigations, they've got a lot on their plate and there's a lot going on, but still for him to do this, that's also, they may be like, this is something we don't necessarily encourage because what if your little sting goes south and somebody's got a pistol and opens fire or whatever like that. So
then you're going to get
very, very risky.
You're going to get Bill taunting you on Twitter.
And absolutely. So that we'll be discussed a little bit later on. So we've got age discrimination is a lot of fun. Next break, we're going to talk about Kyle had an interesting interaction with somebody at a sub shop, and you said you wanted to get in on that and talk about where we're going to be this weekend. I wanted to get into this though right now, being here at a new radio station 107.3 WBBL as we broadcast from the MapesDebt.com bankruptcy studio. Is the opportunity to reinvent. Because when you spend significant time at another workplace, you get a new job, nobody knows you. So whatever things you may have done in the past that have you judged, all the problems that I invented for myself at the old radio station, put me in a certain light, well, good or bad. And everybody does that. For me, bad. For everybody else, probably good. But, you're in a certain light. It's like, he did this again. Or if I had ever decided to change my appearance, how I dressed, how I acted, everybody would look at that and say, boy, what a clown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because especially with the boys, every time you ever wore anything that was remotely different than what you wore before, you're in the studio. You know how it was. 1 second you're in the studio and then you're being lit up like a Christmas tree for whatever reason.
Sure.
Nobody knows me at all here. So if I come into work dressed a certain way or act a certain way, they all think that's the way I act. So it's a perfect opportunity to look at all the shortcomings I had at the last radio station and ditch them at a new radio station, right?
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
You should have walked in wearing tighter pants, you know, like your son's rock shirts, some sunglasses throughout the day.
So skinny jeans,
right?
some graphic tees, some clothes from the buckle.
Made everybody think you're fist bump guy, like you're walking through.
Okay.
Hey, bro, fist bump.
I could have gone over to Billy's and said, hey, man, can you give me some flat-brimmed hats? They'd be big on me, though. It wouldn't fit. It would go right over my eyes.
Julius knows about that.
He's large.
I still think that happened. You know, I don't remember what's the that? Exact second. You asked him on air, Julius, didn't you call Bill like a fathead or something yesterday? And he denied it. But I feel like that's something that happened when Bill was in here the first day.
Something, it was a reference to looking at the back of his big head. He did, you did, and I know you did. Don't hide
that.
From me.
I remember.
Don't you hide from me, Julius.
It's funny that you mention it, that you can reinvent yourself, because it also has brought a new cast of characters to be able to talk to for you. You know, you've been able to reinvent yourself, but everybody else is like, it's fresh face to you, too. We're talking about the popcorn person.
Oh, you mean the person at the radio station who has a handful of popcorn and 99% of the popcorn will then be on the floor after they go to the mouth?
Yeah. It was an yes. opportunity for everybody else to reinvent themselves, and it seems like they passed up that offer.
unless this is new behavior. Unless he was known for neat eating prior to, then yes, he isn't. This person is not a man, definitely not a man. Maybe a woman. Don't know. You'll never know. I've already given it away. This guy. We have another. You won't believe this. I've gone from being in the terrific spot of being on 40 radio stations all across the country to working at one radio station heard all across West Michigan, and yet another gigantic radio opportunity has popped up for us. We'll tell you about that. I'm going to have to continue the thought about reinventing myself, because I brought that up because being here, I'm doing a lot of sales calls. You start on the radio at a new radio station. You want to make an impact. You're here all the time. We do the show with Bill in the afternoon for a period of time, usually to start off the show. Planning the show, everything takes a much longer to do, because just not knowing where things are, even just as simple as how does the copier work? Reestablishing contacts with people that you didn't have before. How does Julius do things here? We're all getting to know each other. I told somebody, they said, how's the show going? And I said, every day is a little less terrible, but it still sucks. It's the worst. And normal. All I have to worry about is essentially keeping the car on the road, keeping the crazies at bay who are attacking with insults and letting us have it from all corners because they expected or wanted something different, and they're getting this. But being here, now I go out on sales calls. I did a sales call at 1 with Charlie. I did a sales call at 2 with Lisa. I had to be back here with Billy and you, or 3. So those are my days. You get home at 4 or 5 every day. That's how it is. As things settle in, okay, now we're getting their legs about us. We've established the infrastructure of this show and how we're going to make the world go round. But everything they ask me, because a lot of these sales deals are grandfathered in from previous shows and things like that, to be expected. So I'm willing to work with anyone. I was approached by Adam came up to me and he said, hey, we've got this, this, and this. I need you to meet for a sales call. And I said, absolutely. And then Lisa says, okay, we're going to go meet with Alan Bob Sports. Now, these folks, hunting and fishing. I was asked this question. How often do you hunt and how often do you fish? And I said, and I looked at them, and I'm wearing skinny jeans and clothes from the buckle. And I go, well, I'll tell you more about that in a second. And I'm going to tell you about that meeting. And I'm going to tell you about the meeting when Adam said to me, hey, man, when you hitting the links to tee it up? Right. And I went, oh, yeah, right on. So this all goes with how I have to reinvent myself. And I'm going to tell you all about it next, about the new way, the new opportunities that are here at the radio station. Okay? You're going to love this. This is going to be a massive story arc about how I have to do things at the radio station now in an effort to reinvent myself. So details coming up next. We'll be bowling this weekend, and we want to see you there. We'll fill you in on all the details, and Kyle's got a story about an interaction that happened at the sub shop. Emails into the show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. And remember, if anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them The Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
There you go, a taste of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the whole thing, go to patreon.com and sign up. Thank you. See ya.